It's Wednesday, the 14th of October, 8 a.m. and it's beautiful, another beautiful autumn morning. This time the skies are pretty much clear, the sun is brightening up the southeastern skies, but it's not broken the roof lines yet in the distance, so I'll have to wait a wee bit. But it is a beautiful morning again, so calm and so still. Very cold this morning, we're getting down to near zero temps now. I'm guessing about 2 degrees, 3 degrees max at the moment, but that's absolutely fine because it's just this beautiful, it just adds that other dimension to what's been a wonderful, beautiful autumn. Yeah, I slept well enough okay last night until near the end of the night as usual, but that's kind of my fault, mea culpa. Whoa, gotta stop drinking tea. Keep saying that. I've got a whole pack of shortbread to get through, and I'm now 3/4 of the way through it. My wife just keeps sticking 2 fingers. No, I'll rephrase that. She keeps putting 2 fingers of shortbread in front of me every time I have a cup of tea, because she's not keen on it. She can't be a true Scot. So I have to eat it all myself, which is very fattening and very enjoyable at the same time. No shortbread today though, because I've put on a couple of pounds of weight and it's got to come off again. My wife said to me this morning when I told her about it, she says, give yourself a break. She's quite right actually, give myself a break. But I want to be in control of my body, not the other way around. Other than that, I'm feeling pretty good this morning. I am. Which is good. British Airways, you can see it clearly this morning. I must have missed the EasyJet. What time is it? Ah, yeah, it's going on 4:15, so I must have missed the EasyJet. Which is not a bad thing. I think they should all have clocking devices for noise at least, not visually. Anyway, it is a beautiful morning and so much lovely autumn colour around. This good weather has made everybody feel much better. Speak to people up the street, as we say, up the street, up the town, or in your travels or destinations, or people are all saying the same thing. Isn't this weather wonderful? Oh, it's been great, it's been broad. Hope it lasts. Yes. I said yesterday, hello Mrs. Blackbird, she just chased Mr. Blackbird off by the way, he was enjoying some grub, she hunted him. Ah, you're a hard task, woman. Mm. She's looking inside that geranium again. Does she think that because there was a grape there yesterday morning when I was here, that there'd be one this morning? See, association. Me here, grape there. Try it this morning again. Sorry, she's off. No grapes. I can't even remember what I was talking about. Oh yeah, I mentioned the enjoyment and me looking forward to snow for the winter instead of the usual wind and rain. And I got a rebuke from one of my friends on holiday over. Yeah. Along the lines of, me, no, want, snow. Ah, you clever woman. Wait a minute. That's a shortbread finger. I know what's happened. This morning, I said to my wife, I'm not having shortbread fingers with tea this morning because of my weight. So she's taken those two shortbread fingers and chucked them out in the garden, and Mrs. Blackburn's found one. Now, if she gets into that, that's going to give her a whole load of goodness inside her body. She's dragging it, breaking it up into tiny bits and eating them, but at the same time pulling it further and further below. Bush, spirea bush. See, she wants to get it out of sight from any other birds. Oh, I just love watching nature. Can't get enough of nature programs on the telly. Natural world, just doesn't matter. Much, much more interesting than human affairs. Wee Dunnock's come down again. Now, keep going, wee Dunnock, and you'll find that shortbread finger. Along with Mrs. Blackbird, if she's coming. Come on, don't be frightened. Mrs. Blackbird won't hurt you. Strange thing that blackbirds don't seem to tolerate the Dunnocks. Maybe because they don't see them as a real threat with their tiny wee beaks. It's not as if they're going to scoff everything in the garden. Go on then. Oh, there you go. Mrs. Blackbird's giving way and the wee Dunnocks and picking up not the shortbread but all the tiny wee crumbs Mrs. Blackbird's left behind. Oh yes, shortbread is a winner with them all. It's very cold this morning. I just realised how cold it is standing still. My fingers are going cold. The tea's gone cold. Oh, if there's one thing I can't drink, it's cold tea or coffee. But I'm feeling very good this morning. I am feeling, I wouldn't say elated or super duper or phantasmagorical. But I'm feeling pretty good.